Happy Friday morning in the Mimi Purse. Just going through my notebooks and I saw this flash from the past. It's a note to myself from last September, 6 months ago. And it goes like this. I tried to get breakfast at the hotel upstairs yesterday and was informed that they don't serve the public. So I went downstairs, dejected and starving, and bought juice, yogurt, and water to see what I could pull together. I already had a can of tuna, some lemons, and some flatbread. So I thought, okay, squeeze a lemon on the tuna, put that on the bread, put some cinnamon in my yogurt, a cup of tea and one of juice. All was good. It was delicious and satisfying, and okay. I went on about my business. So not wanting to suffer the same fate the next day, I actually called the hotel beforehand and asked the man at the desk if I could have breakfast there. I was assured that I could if I arrived within the next 9 minutes when his shift ended. I said, look, I look like a chia pet and there is no way that I can subdue this hair and wrangle this body into something decent in 9 minutes. He told me, well, that's the best he could do. So 7 minutes later, looking lovely in powder blue and smelling like lavender, I paid my 35 pounds. And the man at the desk apologized profusely for the confusion the day before and promised that I would always be welcome. So while waiting for the meal, I had the pleasure of meeting a doctor from Brazil who was traveling around the world, and we ended up enjoying our meal on a Cairo rooftop. We giggled our way through our respective narratives on global misadventures and agreed to meet again after their trip to the pyramids and mine out into the wild. It was a wonderful morning. So here I sit, 6 months later, and all is well. I'm looking out my window from the sixth floor and watching a lot of life happening out there, and so glad to be a part of it. So it's Friday morning. I'm gonna have my breakfast. Go out into the wild to commune with the world. Life is so interesting sometimes.